23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Entire electrical system stolen at Kamala South Health Post maternity wing. Residents are urged that to use a prayer day to preach a peace and a unity. And in African news, at least 3 dead after Kenya police opened fire to disperse mourners of ex-PM Raila Odinga. Good afternoon. It is a Friday, the 17th of October, 2025. And to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The new reconstructed CDF-sponsored maternity wing at Kamala South Health Post has suffered a major setback just weeks before its scheduled official opening, following a theft incident that has crippled the facility's entire electrical system. The theft is believed to have occurred on Wednesday night when unknown individuals broke into the facility and vandalized its electrical network. The thieves made away with key installations, including sockets, switches, circuit breakers, and two industrial geysers. Confirming the incident to Kumbon Radio News, Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata described the development as unfortunate, but not surprising, noting that this is the third break in the facility has suffered over its 7-year turbulent construction period. Councillor Mainda revealed that the theft comes at a time when the funds had finally been secured for the procurement of specialized equipment and the furniture for the maternity wing. Meanwhile, Mr. Mainda has stated that he will not authorize the delivery of any equipment until armed state security personnel are deployed at the clinic.
I'd like to confirm that there's been an incident of theft at the Kamala South Health Post, where the maternity wing, the newly built maternity wing, has been vandalized and has had its entire electrical system stolen. The wires, the sockets, the the micro circuit breakers and other electrical installations have all been stolen. And this is a huge setback because we were slated to launch the maternity wing in the next 3 weeks after we secured money to purchase the specialized equipment that was supposed to go along with the maternity wing.
Some residents in Mufulira district are eagerly awaiting the 10th annual National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation, which will be observed tomorrow, October 18th, 2025. This year's event will be held under the theme Building Zambia for Greater Development Through Prayer, Unity and Hard Work. The day serves as a national moment of reflection, unity, and thanksgiving as Zambians across the country join together in prayer. Edward Sinkala and Thomas Ingosa explained that participating in the event fosters a unity and a oneness among citizens. Meanwhile, Reverend Hendy Waria encouraged Mufulira citizens to gather at Ashinde Stadium to worship a God together. He also emphasized the importance of collective prayer in strengthening national harmony and spiritual growth.
To encourage all of us here in Mufulira to rally on the 18th of October, and the venue of course will be Shinde Stadium. That is the one that we have been using all the time. To rally together, to pray together. It's very important that even as a district, when we gather to pray, we promote unity in the district. We promote a spirit of brotherhood in this district.
Residents of Amiwanga area in Luano district have expressed a serious concern over the increasing number of early marriages in the area. Speaking on behalf of the concerned residents, Miwanga Ward Councillor Deborah Piri urged the parents and the guardians to prioritize the education of the girl child, highlighting the availability of free education and additional support from organizations that advocate for girls' rights and empowerment. Ms. Piri further encouraged the community to actively support girls in their educational journey, noting that education is a powerful tool in reducing early marriages and equipping young women with the skills and the knowledge needed for a better future.
GBV that happens within the Luano district that we have, and also the early marriages that are going around. Sure, to the mothers that take their children to early marriages, it is not, I would encourage them to wait until a child has completed school, especially that the government has brought forth for free education as well as bursaries for those in boarding schools. We have approved a lot of bursaries under Luano Town Council for those that are going to schools, to name but a few: Mkushkopa Mine Boarding, Chalata Boarding, Tisamba Boarding, Kapiritech. So those girls, we do encourage them, and especially that other NGOs have come in.
National Association for Smallholder Farmers in Zambia, NASFAR's Executive Director, Professor Frankie Kayura, says the country needs a financing systems that recognize the importance of sustainable agriculture. Professor Kayura emphasized the need to invest in irrigation systems to ensure a reliable water supply for crops, especially during periods of poor rainfall. He further highlighted that any financial support or investment provided to farmers should be backed by insurance to protect them from potential losses and ensure long-term agricultural stability.
The fact that either the crop will be waterlogged, especially maize is our crop of interest, for which we have a target of 10 million. And when there's a drought, the crop simply dries. And so what we need in this country is financing systems that are going to recognize the importance of sustainable agriculture. And we need, for example, to finance irrigation so that we are sure that there's water for the crop when the rains fail us, because God did not just give us rains, He also gave us water underground. But we have tended for a long time to depend only on the rains.